Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. We're broadcasting today from the Southern Bancorp studio. We're glad you're with us. Bob Getty, along with Senior Deputy Athletic Director Sean Jones in the studio with us here today. And, of course, our buddy Graham Crawford. And, Sean, we're always delighted to have you here. Thank you for coming, sir.
Bob, it is great to be on with you and Graham, and another exciting week of Southern Miss football awaits us.
No question. The opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue, which would be a good place to call today if you want to cater a tailgate for this Saturday. They do a fabulous job at Dickey's Barbecue, and we know that you'll be happy. We thank them for everything they do. Sean, you know, my man Graham here now is a baseball. Now we've actually hired one. We're accused of being so prejudiced toward baseball that we've hired one of the former players.
You finally have a baseball expert on the show.
An expert.
I wouldn't call it that, but I definitely love baseball. That's it.
Yeah, I think you probably do, don't you?
And a program insider. How about that?
There we
knows
go.
Knows what it's really like, the sausage is made in Southern Miss baseball.
Right. I told him fall baseball is coming up, and we've got the perfect correspondent now.
And I tell you what Graham knows is one of the big keys to success of the program at Southern Miss is happening right now.
You are correct.
Those guys work in the off season.
Oh, my goodness. The work that they put in, the camaraderie that is built, especially now with the turnover being more with NIL and the transfer portal, this is the time where that team really becomes one and buys in to what's about to happen and what's coming up next.
So this is important.
Oh, right, yes.
Now. Yeah.
Listen, in the off season for all of our programs are critical. At this level, you know, the margin for error is slim. Everybody has great players. Everybody has great coaches. So what is it that's going to take your team from average to good or good to great? And it's the work that's done in the offseason. Todd McAvicka has established that, obviously, in strength and conditioning with Southern Miss Baseball and Oz, and what he's able to do to develop pitchers in the offseason. And I think it's analogous to what we're seeing and what we hope to see in the next few weeks with our football program, right, with what Ben Ashford's brought, the nutrition program and all those things to football. All of that matters so very, very much. And it really is the difference maker in your programs.
I can tell you one thing. You mentioned a name for all the guys that are, or the listeners out there that don't know. Todd McAvicka is one of the biggest pieces to the puzzle.
Sure.
Really?
It's him. Oh,
absolutely.
No question. No question.
Yeah. Not only strength, but, you know, the team, knock on wood, relatively injury-free. And I think that has to do with strength.
That is a big reason.
Absolutely does.
Yeah.
It doesn't always. Not every injury, of course, is associated with work that wasn't or was not done in the off season, but when you talk about preventative maintenance and what you're doing to your body,
he's the best in the business.
He's really, really good.
Yeah,
really good.
Okay, let's we'll switch gears. We'll talk football. Okay, no, just kidding, Sean. We're glad you're here. And Saturday, I tell you, from a perspective of a longtime Southern Miss guy, it was delightful to see a big crowd. Delightful to see Mississippi State on the field playing. And I know that created a lot of logistical issues for you guys. First game, 33,000 plus. What problems did you run into, Sean?
You know, a football coach that's a good friend of mine told me a long time ago that your biggest opportunity to improve is week one to week two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's not only the case for your football team, but your operations team and everything that you're doing. You know, you put a lot of time in to prepare. You do all the right things heading into game one, but there are things that you learn places that you're stretched, and you're able to then go back and focus on those things and work to get better for week two and the rest of the season. But, you know, I think overall, Bob, to your point, I had been here one football season previously. So, you know, this was just, I guess, my seventh game in the Rock as a Southern Miss Golden Eagle. And just the, you know, after everything that's been done this offseason, not only hiring Coach Huff and hiring his staff and bringing in 85 new players and the strength program and the nutrition and all of the things, I feel like we brought the program about 10 to 15 years forward in about 9 months. And so the same thing applies to your game day environment and your infrastructure for a large crowd, because it's been a while since we had 33,485 people in the Rock. We're planning on having over 30,000 again this week. So you are stretched, but it also provides you with opportunities to, you know, improve your facility and prepare for those things. So much like we talked about at the outset with your off-season preparation, there were several things that we did in the summer to better prepare ourselves, not only for the future, but for these first couple of games. One is we renovated the concession stands on the lower level, made those more of a grab-and-go concept, modernized those, added to those. Another, I haven't heard a lot about, you know, when I first got here, everybody was complaining about the bathrooms upstairs in the upper concourses, and those are all brand new and completely renovated, so there's no more 2x4s on the doors and those
I
things.
I kind of miss that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I should get some credit.
Is,
you know,
that is the Rock.
I'm the bathroom guy, you know. It's like, should I put that on my resume? Improve the bathrooms. We also improved the press box, you know, the flooring, the infrastructure there, made several other improvements that you don't see on the electrical side, things that you have to do to be able to keep a facility functioning, particularly when you're holding that many people. So we saw all those things finally come into play on Saturday, and overall I think everybody did a phenomenal job that works on a game day experience. But there are always things you can improve, whether it's your parking or how fast you're getting folks in the venue, or concessions and how fast, you know, or not fast you're getting folks through there.
And there was some concern about
that. Yeah, and I think that's all been addressed. You know, we met with our partners, Aramark, and been great partners, you know, obviously working with them closely on this whole nutrition piece for our football program. They've been excellent. I think, you know, when you're relying on you know, maybe some technology that didn't function at the level you wanted it to function in terms of the wireless and those sorts of things, they've made some great plans to prepare for this week to have, you know, more food available, more runners for food and drink sourcing, more processors, you know, more credit card machines and the heavy traffic stands, all those areas, more products. So that is one thing I would tell folks. You know, we hear you when you reach out and you say, hey, you know, this didn't go well, or we had an issue with this. You know, we met Tuesday morning for a couple hours, and that's with a large group. That's probably 100 folks that touch every part of game day, from police to tickets to custodial to physical plant, all across the board. Break out into breakout groups and go over the challenge points there. And then Jeremy and I and Spencer have an additional meeting each week with our security folks and police and Chief Keys and all those to talk about, you know, all of those logistics. So, you know, we uncovered a few things that we want to improve upon for this week, and we always will, and we hope to provide that coming up on Saturday.
All right, you addressed the concessions. I gather there were no tailgating issues. That's been a big topic of conversation.
You know, I think probably there were a few folks who got there a little early, excited about the game, and maybe concerned and set up in places where there was already somebody scheduled or paid to be set up. But, you know, there were a few things. I saw there was an email, I think, from Student Affairs last night that went out about some trip hazards and some music and things of that nature. You know, some of those things that you've got to do. You know, you got to tell folks not to use glass containers because they break. I mean, you know, you've got to be prepared with a generator if you can't run a cord 400 feet to be able to, you know, not be safe. And so those things, certainly there's always going to be a few here and there. But when I went out and walked around and went out for Eagle Walk and walked through, I saw a lot of people having a great time. And, you know, when you do have a large crowd, which we're going to have again this week, there are a few things that you need to do differently. But overall, it looked like everybody was, for the most part, having a fantastic time.
All right, just a minute left, and I don't want to spend much time on this subject, but there's also been a lot of debate on the internet about the music at the game, and you couldn't hear officials, can't hear the band, too much of something, not enough of another. You indicated that's like everything else, though. You're gonna make some adjustments from game to game.
We're gonna always listen to folks and be respectful of their opinions, and certainly
which everyone should be, by the way.
Everybody has an opinion, and everybody feels a different way. And for example, volume may be dependent on where you're at in the stadium, and we understand that. And but I think DJ Cujo brought a great environment, great energy to the venue, and sort of kept the crowd up at key times and. Certainly is he's an outstanding, ambassador of positivity and energy and the things that we want to see in our venues. But that doesn't mean there aren't things that we can't improve. You have to remember it was his first football game too. So yes, to your point, Bob, we've got to do a better job of cutting when it's time for the officials to give the notification of the penalty and let the it's just like you with that board in front of you, right? You got to be able to pot up, pot down.
Correct.
Manage all those different sources well with the volumes and things. And so, some work to clean up on our end. But, there was a time or two, I'll admit, that, it was reverbing pretty loud. But for the most part, you want that energy. You want that environment. You want that,
We want the fans yelling for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I know it didn't bother Mississippi State because they're used to it because that's what they do in the SEC. Yeah. And we want to provide that exact same environment because our kids deserve it too.
And I've never made a mistake on the board, Sean.
Never.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. Glad you're with us this afternoon. This segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West. And, man, we're happy to have them. Former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products, full-service auto and truck coverage at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, family operated since 1985 and big, big Southern Miss supporter. Still to come on the show, Mike Frazier from JUCO College Weekly. Get us an update on the opening weekend of junior college football and what's in store this week. And my man Graham here knows a lot about junior college athletics. It's pretty competitive and pretty good, the Magnolia State in the Graham.
Yes, it is.
It's
yes,
really
it is.
The best in the country. I mean, I don't think there's any better.
I don't see how you can argue it.
No, absolutely. Sean Jones knows a little bit about that as well. He's the senior deputy athletic director. In fact, he knows a lot about that. Sean, let's move on. Let's move on past football. One thing I do want to point out, though, I thought the first half of the game showed how much improvement we've seen in the, and you just said something that's startling about the difference in NIL money in Mississippi State and Southern Miss.
Yeah, Coach talked about it, and when I say this, I want to make sure that this is clear. Give credit to Mississippi State, and Coach Lebby and Zach Selman, their AD, they went 2-10 in year one, and they knew they had an issue to compete in the toughest league in the country, and they went out and raised the money to be able to go get 65 new players to help improve their program. And so we saw, a staggering difference. You heard Coach Huff on the postgame show At the end of the day, they spent $15 million or so, allegedly, on their offensive and defensive lines, and that's a whole lot more than we spent. And, you know, everybody in the SEC front-loaded this year because the cap's $20.5 million, but before July 1, they loaded up. So we're hearing, at least, about $35 million rosters and $40 million rosters and all that. And so, you know, we're not a decimal point in that. And very proud of what we're doing mm-hmm. in the rev share space as it relates to the Sun Belt and G5. Mm-hmm. And very proud of the fact, as I think I've told you before, Bob, that our guys, I feel like, are on the kind of money that they deserve. Like, it's a stipend. Like, right. throwing their bodies at somebody or being willing to forego the draft and come back and play baseball for us, they should be rewarded for that. Mm-hmm. Braylon Braxton should get a decent rev share because he's the face of the program, the leader of the program, the Sun Belt Offensive Player of the Year preseason, and a guy that has incredible value to this university. The more games we win, and the tremendous talent that he has, so have no issue with it. But the disparity is so great that
it's never been wider.
You could see
it.
No, and especially this year. I mean, technically, you could say it'll shrink a little next year because the cap will be 20.5. But then you'll start to see more creative NIL deals to work around that. But point is, it was very clear. Our guys came out, to your point, Bob. We showed all the things that we were hoping to see and that we knew we were going to see as Coach Huff got his staff here, his team here, the off-season program. We were a disciplined football team. We were a physical football team. We're a well-coached football team. We flew around the field. We made plays. We didn't get out ahead early. And so they didn't have to chase. And when they didn't have to chase, obviously paraphrasing, but Coach Levy obviously went in his locker room and said, "Guys, we're better up front. Let's run it at him and let's win this ball game and go back to Starkville."
That's what happened.
I mean, they were huge. You guys saw. Yeah. They were deep. They were huge. And I hope and believe that we'll see the same thing with our program as we move forward. You know, we invested a lot and recruited hard on the defensive side of the ball, on the line. We've got 17 D linemen on our team. We've got a pretty deep offensive line. So, you know, apples to apples, feel like that we'll hopefully be a team that's doing that to others as we get into Sun Belt play. But definitely, I think everybody that really knows football, whether you're bleeding black and gold and you're going to be biased, I feel like if you watch that objectively, you're like, okay, you know, we've got a quarterback.
I agree.
We're going to have to stretch the field vertically more as we play, but their corners were outstanding too and long. You guys saw that. And some of those throws are going to get in there. We're going to be able to establish a run a little bit better without having to go quarterback lead all the time, and you don't mm-hmm. want to get Braxton banged up in week one with 11 weeks left to go. So saw a lot of really good things, feel really, really good about it. Excited to see how we progress this week against not an SEC opponent, but another very, very good football program.
And you're right. Their corners show NFL-caliber talent.
There was a pass that Braylon threw in the first half on our sideline headed towards the duff in the corner. I guess it would have been, for people that are listening, the west corner. And it was a great pass. I was right there. And that corner, 6'2", just put that arm up. I mean, perfectly textbook.
I was actually on the field right there.
Poked it away.
During that play. So I'm telling you, I might have been 10 yards from him, and the size, the physicality of it. Like, those guys are dudes.
Yeah. We only had one turnover in the game. It was that interception in the third quarter. And if you go back and watch it on film, Braylon's throw wasn't terrible. The kid made a oh my goodness play.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be some great corners. We've got one and Josh Moten. There are going to be others in our league that are NFL caliber. But guys, I'm telling you, that was a heck of a play too.
Yeah. I want to get to basketball, but I want to say this. I think you're going to agree with me. I tell fans all the time, quit worrying about Mississippi State, Ole Miss, LSU, Alabama. Be happy we have a Division I college here in Hattiesburg. Great collegiate great collegiate sports entertainment. And let's go win the Sun Belt. Let's compete against schools that we're on equal footing with and enjoy it.
Any fan that actually has watched Southern Miss knows football. They are nothing but excited. I don't think there's a way that they can honestly watch that game and be disappointed, upset about the outcome of what happened.
No, I agree.
Because it's all about the process. And there's definitely been massive strides.
No question.
In just a short amount of time.
Well, Graham, I know your background. You know that word. You heard it a lot, the process. And that's what we have, too. We have a Saban disciple. It is the process. He does not evaluate it based on the scoreboard. He evaluates it on an improvement. You know, talking to him on Sunday, the one thing Coach has, we've got to clean up tackles. I thought we were very physical. We were really fast sideline to sideline. He's like, but we tried to make too many hero tackles in the second half. We got out of the process. We tried to jump and dive and make these tremendous plays.
You tried to play the game differently than you did. You never play the scoreboard. I know Coach Oz always talks about it. It doesn't matter if you're up 10 runs, down 10 runs, first inning, ninth inning. It doesn't matter. You're playing the game the exact same way. And when you look up at the end of the game, more times than not, you're going to be winning.
Yeah.
Yep. That's he it. Would know.
He would. And again, opportunity to get better here. And
no question.
And an opportunity to do it against, I'm telling you guys, a really good team. They won 11 games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They're very well coached. T.C. Taylor, you know, a great Mississippian in his own right and a great football coach. And they're going to come in here, you know, feeling like this is an opportunity.
I can assure you they are not scared to come in here.
No.
This is their
they're not coming in here to lose this game and to put a good showing. No, that's not it.
To their credit, you know, they use the tremendous national exposure of Coach Prime being there and elevated their talent level. And then Coach Taylor takes over, and he's an outstanding football coach. And he has really, really done a tremendous job of continuing the trajectory of that program. And, I mean, it's probably you guys have to go back and tell me, but this is going to be as good a FCS team as we've played in a long time. And with that being said, the process indicates that they're all a nameless, faceless opponent. We've got to go out and execute. We got to do our
thing. The Will Armistead quote, nameless and faceless.
We got to go out and do our thing and execute and play disciplined football. You know, great story here that people appreciate. When you were in the Duff, if you were walking towards the locker room from the stadium, the last couple years there's been a sign up that says Nasty Bunch. I love this. Actually kind of gave me goosebumps. Coach Huff was like, I want to replace that and put discipline up there. And I was like, Coach, Nasty Bunch means a lot here. He goes, I know it does. He goes, and when we earn Nasty Bunch, they'll call us Nasty Bunch.
That's what he told
We're not
me.
Calling ourselves that until we earn it. And
I
go,
I got
hell yes.
I got
you. I got to tell you guys.
Yeah.
He told me that a couple of weeks ago when I got a chance to meet with him in his office. And I became a Charles Huff fan when that came out of his
mouth. I'll never forget where I was sitting when we had that conversation. I was like, once again, I was affirmed, this is our guy. This is what we needed.
No question.
Let's go.
Sean, our time goes by fast when we have you here. We're going to get you back soon, okay?
Anytime, guys.
I'm going to get you back and talk about basketball. But I do want to ask you one more football question. We've only got about 90 seconds.
Okay.
The Mississippi State game was what it was. The Jackson State game is what it is, right? I think the most pivotal game of the year and will give us the biggest indication of how far the team has come is a week from Saturday when Appalachian State comes
I caught you guys yesterday, and I was like, man, you took the words out of my mouth that I was going to say today. The biggest game we're not looking past Jackson
right,
State. The team isn't thinking a thing about App State. They're not thinking a thing about that. But for us as fans and followers, like, what an opportunity at 6 o'clock a week from Saturday.
100%.
App State, tremendous program. Very, very similar to Southern Miss, I think, in tradition, history, fan base, passion.
Mm-hmm.
And they really perform well against Charlotte in week one and got that win. And they've got a 2:30 game against Lindenwood on Saturday. So they're going to come in 2-0.
Right.
And that is going to be a massive game.
That's going to be big.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
That's going to be really big. Sean, we love having you out here, man. You're just a great guest. And can you come back in the next week or two and let's talk a little bit about basketball? And I know more things are going on than meets the eye, but people are anxious to see the improvement of the facility. And we'd love to get you back out here and have a more extended conversation with you.
A lot of work going on and a lot of the preparation that needs to go on. And we just got to sort of get through the season for a lot of it and then go to work in earnest. But some will start here in January. Just got to be careful what we turn off and turn on with the basketball season getting ready to get going.
Sean, thanks very much.
You bet, guys. Thanks a lot.
Sean Jones, Senior Deputy Athletic Director at Southern Miss. Love having him on the show. Mike Frazier, JUCO College Weekly. Next, stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, DBAT sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. DBAT down on Hardy Street, where you can do all your baseball, softball training. My buddy here knows a little bit about that. A beautiful facility down there, batting cages, instruction, and Luke Reynolds is the manager. So check out DBAT. And check out MCS Home Center this weekend for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden. It's all available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It is Hattiesburg's new home improvement center, 7329 Highway 98 West. All right, Mike Frazier from JUCO Weekly joins us. And I tell you what, Graham, Mike broke some news for me a minute ago. You know, you probably don't know this, but I was a big football star at Holmes Junior College. I still have my leather helmet, actually.
You were a bandit through and through as well.
Yeah, still have the leather helmet. And Mike said they're unveiling a statue of me this weekend. Is that right, Mike? Well, I think he hung up just at the thought of that. Yeah. I think we've lost Mike Frazier. Are you with us, Mike? All right, Graham, hold on a minute. Let me get him back on the line.
Give him a ring. Yeah. There we go.
All right, bear with us, everybody. Live radio. Things happen. Let's see if we can find him. All right, well, we're having some trouble here for a moment. We lost his phone call, and we'll try to hook back up here shortly with Mike Frazier, who does do a phenomenal job in covering junior college football here in Mississippi. And Graham, I know you were a junior college athlete at Pearl River, so no one needs to tell you about just how tough competition is in the junior college ranks here in Mississippi.
I can tell you this. I think as far as the competition goes, it is so competitive. It's the same guys that know each other, right? If you're in high school, there's going to be one player, arguably, that is really, 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 really good.
All right, we found him back, Graham.
There we go.
Yeah, we got Mike Frazier back with us. I was joking with Graham about the leather helmet from my Holmes Junior College days. You tell me my Bulldogs took it on the chin this past weekend, Mike.
Yeah, they sure did. Sorry, guys. They got the 3-for-1s going down here on the Catch Me Out at Bourbon Street, so I had to run in there and grab that special before it expired.
Well, good. All right.
Yeah, we're good. No, I tell you, Southwest looked really good. A pair of good-looking running back sophomores. Chris Hunter carried it, 169 yards and a couple of touchdowns. They also got Jalen Williams. He rushed it pretty well. He had a nice effort, 83 yards and a score. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'll tell you about Holmes. Holmes is going to be okay. First week of the year, you're never as bad as you look on week one, and the teams that looked just dominant are never as good as they are. Mm-hmm. The sports pendulum will swing, and it'll start leveling out. And I think a really key game to watch in the league tonight is Northeast at Southwest. Pair of 1-0 teams. Let's see what happens here with these two teams tonight.
All right, after week one, what was the best-looking team in the state, in your view?
Oh, Mississippi Gulf Coast. Oh, my gosh. Landon Barnes, the sophomore out of Brandon High School, threw for 426 yards. I mean, I had to read that stat 4 or 5 times. I had to refresh the league website to make sure that was not a typo in a couple of days. But, yeah, 426. He had an incredible game. And Gulf Coast, just as I expected, and a lot of people, they are the dominant team in the South, and Northwest is the dominant team in the North.
I got you. All right, what about the two local schools, Jones and Pearl River? Your evaluation of their opening week performance, and what do they face tonight?
Yes, well, first of all, when you look at Pearl River, they went up against Northwest. All right, they were not going to win that football game, especially last year. Pearl River went into Northwest and upset them. Just a freak game. It was 9-6 as a field goal game. But the big thing for Pearl River is moving forward. What will they do in that South Division? I mean, that is really you know, that's the big thing. And look, it starts tonight. Even though they play Itawamba, a team out of the north, that's a game. You know, if you're looking at the schedule, if you're Seth Jones, these are some of these games that you got to try to win. And I think this is a game here that is good for Pearl River. So I'm not worried about them. I think Pearl River, Reese Mooney looked really good at quarterback last week. So let's see what they do tonight against Itawamba. This is a benchmark game for that football program.
I actually had one of their coaches at my house. He had to stop by. I used to play with him back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Blaze Brewerwood,
mm-hmm.
if you happen to remember that name. His dad's president. They're Pearl River people through and through.
Mm-hmm.
He had stopped by, and I was asking him. It's his big first coaching job. He just got done playing ball. And he said, man, last week, that was tough. It was. I said, that was last week.
Mm-hmm.
What about this week? Talk to me. What we got? And he said, dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think we've been this excited about a team coming from the north down here and us having that confidence to go into this game and to compete our tail off. So,
and it's a home game.
Yes.
I got you.
Right.
I got you. So is Gulf Coast the best overall team in the state, you think, Mike?
I'd have to say right now, you know, if you're going to go by style points, you have to say yes. However, I think Northwest is deeper. They're deeper in the backfield. Me, I put Northwest at the number one team. If I was ranking teams in the conference, Northwest would be one and Gulf Coast would be number two.
Okay.
But look, it's early and they looked absolutely dominant. Those are the two teams to beat. As far as Jones, you know, yeah, they opened up. Look, they opened up with a victory on the road. They picked it up, 33-0 against Mississippi Delta. So that's a layup victory. They're going to probably win that game, and they did. You know, they've rallied up, 456 yards of offense. Check this out, guys. Jones only allowed 42 yards of total offense on Mississippi Delta.
There go.
You know, now I know defenses are good, but come on, 42 yards, that's not good.
Mississippi Delta.
Danny Lynch is turning around.
All right, we got about 3 minutes left, Mike. I want to kind of veer off here for a second. Well, first, let me just ask you this. The big game in the state tonight is?
Oh, in Mississippi, the big game in the state tonight?
Right.
You know, well, if you're going to go by rankings, you know, then obviously you have to say, you know, Gulf Coast because they moved up in the polls. Biggest game in the conference, though, Northeast and Southwest, pair of 1-0 teams. Mm-hmm. If Northeast wins, they're going to crack probably the top 15. And let's see what Les George does, former O-line coach at Mississippi Gulf Coast, went in there, won that game. I want to see how they rebound. I want to see how they perform. And then the other game I think that is pretty big in the conference is it's big for Pearl River. Pearl River and Itawamba.
I got
both teams 0-1. This is a real level playing field for both squads, and I want to really see how they perform. I like that Itawamba quarterback. I love the couple of the wide receivers they have. Look, they got the leading sack leader in the conference last year in Oral Gray back, the linebacker. He had 10.5 sacks last year in the conference. This guy hits, man. You want to see some hitting? Watch number 5 on defense. He will light you up. He gets his licks in, guys. So that's a guy you want to really keep an eye on. This guy's just a rock star. He's got a great career. I just hope he stays healthy. You know, it's a tough position he's playing.
Right.
So yeah.
Okay, Mike, we got 90 seconds left. I want to do this real quick. Graham Crawford played baseball at Pearl River at a very, very high level, offered a baseball scholarship at Alabama following his tenure there. Real quickly, Graham, I want you to tell me what makes junior college athletics so competitive in Mississippi, and I want to get Mike's thoughts about that.
I agree. I tell you this, in my opinion, it is because everybody that goes there arguably knows the other people they're playing, and they were all on the same, level in high school. So if you have that very, very dominant player, you're going to know that guy is, and he's going to Ole Miss, Mississippi State, LSU, Tech, wherever it may be, right, mm-hmm. those guys. But then you have the guys that make the team, honestly, right? I know for baseball, 2 through 6, right? Those are the guys that are – they're good, but they're not to that next level yet. So those are the guys that have played against each other since they were young – More than likely. They mm-hmm. know them or know of them.
Okay.
So that's what creates the competitive edge, because I've played them since I was 10. Yeah. The same thing with these guys in football.
How about it, Mike?
A lot of people.
How about it?
Yeah, I build on it in two quick points. One, facilities. Two, the coaching. Pick up a Major League Baseball roster and look at how many guys came out of the state of Mississippi and played at the community college level. You'll be pleasantly surprised. And it's also just the talent. These guys are hungrier. The weather's warmer, longer down there. And they're playing ball a lot more year-round than they are up in the Midwest or elsewhere.
I got you. All right, Mike, you did get those three drinks, though, right? We didn't knock you out of that three-for-one deal.
Yeah, I got two sitting here for you, two cold frosty ones. So when you guys get off there, just run down the interstate. I'll wait for you.
All right. Good deal.
Mike Frazier, everybody, JUCO Weekly. Really appreciate you, Mike. Thanks, buddy. All right, he's gone. He's having those drinks.
He's doing it right.
He's doing it. Nobody knows more about junior college athletics than this guy, man. He studies it like it's his final
exam. I bet I've talked to him before.
I'm sure that you have. All right, Graham and I are going to wrap things up on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Let me take care of a little business here. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of our program every day. Great friends of ours, a great place for you to hang out any weekend. They'll have all the ball games on TV starting tonight. I'll guarantee you the NFL kicks off tonight. That should be a good one, Dallas and Philadelphia. And the game will be on the TVs down at the 4th Street Bar and Grill that you can count on. Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, and we thank them for everything they do. A week from Friday, we'll actually be broadcasting the show from Genesis of Hattiesburg. And speaking of Fridays, tomorrow, Century First Federal Credit Union on Hardy Street. That's where the Eagle Hour will broadcast from tomorrow. Beautiful new building right there on Hardy Street. What a great, great addition to Midtown Hattiesburg is the new facility for Century First Federal Credit Union. We're happy to be down there and be a part of the opening of that great facility, and look forward to being with Mr. Harmon and all the great, great Southern Miss supporters at the Century First Federal Credit Union. Don't forget about our podcast. It's available to you every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can tell YouTube or Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, Graham, we've been covering this all year, but soccer played last night, women's soccer against Jackson State. They didn't lose. They did score two goals. They tied 2-2. Which is something I've never really understood about soccer.
I don't understand how you can have a sport that you tie. It makes no sense to me.
That's the thing about soccer I don't understand the most.
Is it only in the regular season they do that? Or is it like a normal...
I don't know.
Like, what do you do about playoffs? I know I've never been big into watching soccer, but I played FIFA. We got into a kick there for about 6 months. That all baseball guys just loved playing the video game FIFA. And... if you end up and you're tied, and you can see the clock, it just keeps ticking forward for like a certain amount of more time, and then it just ends. So if you haven't scored, I don't know the rules.
I mean, seems to me you'd like have a – if you ended up in a tie, you'd have some kind of
– shootout.
yeah, kickoff.
But I don't. I think that's only in professional or playoffs, is what I'm assuming. Because
we're showing how little we know, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm not. Offsides. That one's never really made sense to me. No, to be honest with you.
You'd be more comfortable talking about baseball.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure about that. What do you think about what our man said about the football program at your alma mater down there? It seems to me that it's really on the uptick. As is all athletics at Pearl River Community College. Good Lord.
Oh, most definitely. That is that place is home. That place is family. No question. The same things I felt there is definitely what I felt at Southern Miss. The difference was is I've been practicing at that field at Pearl River since I was 11, 12, 13. Mm-hmm. The vice president at the time was Adam Brearwood, and I think he was the assistant AD at the time, was Jeff Long, mm-hmm. who ended up being my baseball coaches, travel, I guess, and I played mm-hmm. with Blaze. That's how that connection came. Mm-hmm. So we used to practice there. I remember when the field was completely dirt and they had over the bullpen, they had a metal roof, like a tin roof. And every time you'd catch a ball or throw a ball, it was the loudest bang you could mm-hmm. hear because of that tin. Mm-hmm. That's family there. Like everybody that is now on staff that is a part of Pearl River and can actually say that, they've been there for a while. They've known each other for a while. It is a true family in Poplarville.
You know, we were talking yesterday, and all three of us agreed that Coach Oz is the best pitching coach in America. Okay. I would argue that the man coaching Pearl River baseball is as good a junior college baseball coach as there is in America.
Yes. They are very, very similar in how they go about coaching. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, they are the two most simple people in coaching. They're not about to sit there and try to change mechanics. That's not, you're in college. Mm-hmm. You got here for a reason. You can play whatever sport it is you're playing, but what they are good at, and Coach Abbey used to use this analogy, is every player is a lemon. All lemons are different sizes, shapes, and how much juice you got in there. But what Coach Abbey was better, and this is what Coach Oz does too, it's both of them, they are able to squeeze that lemon until there is not an ounce or a drop of juice left in there. Mm-hmm. And basically what I'm trying to say is getting the absolute most out of what that player can do. That's what they're good at.
Right.
Keep it simple, stupid. They keep it, they are very to the point. Coach Oz's biggest word's conviction. You have to be completely convicted on the pitch you're throwing, because if you're not, if there's the slightest doubt, something is going to go wrong in the sequence. Every sport we play is reactionary. Mm-hmm. The more time you have to think about what you're going to do, you're going to mess up. Mm-hmm. You've done it so many times. You've thrown an outside fastball mm-hmm. hundreds of times.
Scale of 1 to 10 as we leave, how lucky a young man are you to have been coached by two guys like that?
1 to 10 doesn't cut it. I'm gonna need a higher number, but it's as high as it goes.
I hear what you're saying, brother. All right, Graham, thank you, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. We'll be on the road tomorrow. Century First Federal Credit Union. Hope you'll stop by. I got a bunch of brand new Super Talk t-shirts that I'm gonna bring a lot of them with me. So be happy to give you one of those. Thank you for listening. As we thank you every day, we really mean it. Thank you. Southern Miss to the top.
To the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.